Hey there, Stoic Squad. It's your girl Madison Lynn here, and welcome back to another day of building that unshakable core. Today, we're diving into something super important. Resilience in relationships. You know how it is, life throws curveballs. Sometimes those curveballs land smack dab in the middle of our closest connections. It can feel like your entire world is tilting on its axis, and let's be real, navigating those rocky patches can be tough. But guess what? Stoicism has some seriously powerful tools to help us weather any storm when it comes to our relationships. So, buckle up, grab your favorite cup of maybe a soothing chamomile tea if you're feeling the tension, and get ready to level up your relationship resilience game. Because let's be honest, who wants to feel like their relationships are constantly teetering on the brink? Not me, not you, right? Here's the deal. Building resilience in relationships isn't about being perfect or avoiding conflict altogether. It's about learning how to handle those bumps in the road with grace, understanding, and a whole lot of self-awareness. First up, remember that everyone makes mistakes. Seriously, it's part of being human. We all mess up sometimes, big time. Holding on to grudges or letting past blunders define your connection is like carrying around a backpack full of rocks. It just weighs you down. Instead, practice forgiveness. Not because the other person deserves it, but because holding on to anger and resentment only hurts you in the end. Forgiveness isn't about condoning their actions, it's about freeing yourself from the emotional burden. You know that feeling when you finally let go of something that's been weighing on your mind? Pure bliss. Next, cultivate empathy. Step into the other person's shoes and try to see things from their perspective. Ever felt misunderstood? Yeah, it sucks. But imagine how much better things could be if we all made an effort to truly understand where the other person is coming from. Listen actively, ask clarifying questions, and really try to grasp their point of view. Communication is key, people. I know, easier said than done, right? But clear, honest communication is the bedrock of any strong relationship. Don't be afraid to express your feelings and needs, but do it with kindness and respect. Think about it like this. Good communication is like a well-oiled machine. It keeps everything running smoothly. When you communicate effectively, you can resolve conflicts constructively, build trust, and strengthen your bond. And lastly, practice self-awareness. This one's a game changer. Take time to reflect on your own emotions, triggers, and patterns in relationships. What makes you feel secure? What sets you off? Identifying these things can help you navigate challenging situations with more awareness and resilience. It's like having an inner GPS that guides you through the emotional roller coaster of relationships. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You and your partner are planning a vacation, but you can't seem to agree on the destination. One person wants a relaxing beach getaway, while the other dreams of exploring a bustling city. This disagreement could easily lead to frustration and resentment if not handled with care. But remember what we talked about. With a little stoic wisdom, you can turn this potential conflict into an opportunity for growth. Instead of getting caught up in your own desires, practice empathy by listening to your partner's perspective. Communicate your needs clearly and respectfully, focusing on finding a solution that works for both of you. Maybe you compromise on a destination that offers a mix of relaxation and exploration. T. Building resilience is all about using these tools to navigate the ups and downs with grace and understanding. Remember, Stoic Squad, relationships are like gardens. They need constant care, attention, and a whole lot of love. But by practicing self-awareness, empathy, forgiveness, clear communication, and a dash of humor, you can cultivate strong, resilient connections that weather any storm. So go out there and build those unshakable bonds. Don't forget to share your thoughts on today's episode. What are some ways you practice resilience in your relationships? Drop a comment below or send me a DM on Instagram at Madison Lane Podcast. Let's keep this conversation going, because together we can conquer any relationship challenge with wisdom and grace. Until next time, stay strong, stay resilient, and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.